Hey, landlords, are you ready to level up your rental game and simplify your life? Well, get ready to meet your new best friend, KeyCheck. KeyCheck is your all-in-one solution for stress-free property management with tenant-paid screenings, rent payment processing, online lease creation with eSign, and a suite of incredible landlord tools. You'll wonder how you ever lived without it. No more chasing down checks or sifting through piles of applications. KeyCheck helps you organize and manage all things landlording in a simple and efficient way. So if you're tired of the rental chaos and crave seamless, efficient management, head over to keycheck.com and sign up today. Make landlord life a breeze with KeyCheck, the game changer for modern property owners.
Welcome to Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the place for everything midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
It's your host, Kelly Bailey of the Landlord Diaries, midterm rental enthusiast in the Austin, Texas area. And we have an extremely special episode for you today. We're going to give you the highlights from the first midterm rental summit. And Katie, my favorite part was meeting all of our wonderful Landlord Diaries guests that were in person at the conference. I think there were like 10 of us there. What about you?
It was so much fun. I just kept looking at everyone being like, oh, in my head, you were taller. Or in my head, you were shorter. But it was so cool. All these people that we've like formed these really great relationships with just on a screen, we got to meet and to hang out with. I have to say, though, I think my favorite part was it was a pretty small conference because it was the first one ever. So there was about 350, 400 people, which when you're talking conferences is on the smaller side, even though that's a lot. And we had conversations with all investors ranging from people who didn't even have their first investment property yet to people who had hundreds of properties. And everyone was welcome. Everyone had something to learn. No one was pretentious. No one was better than anyone else. Everyone was having all these conversations of value. And that was just so cool to be a part of.
Thanks for listening, guys. Reminder, this episode is brought to you by Furnished Finder, your go-to place for monthly furnished rentals. Enjoy this episode.
All right, so today we get to talk about the Midterm Rental Summit. I'm Woo-hoo! So excited, you guys. This was held in San Diego this year. It was the very first year. And this was put on by Jesse Vasquez and Furnished Finder. So Jesse Vasquez, if you don't know about him, he's an expert in the midterm rental space. He's a wonderful educator. He has great cash flowing midterm rentals himself. And he's just like an all about like he's all about making the industry better. So we were so excited to be there. And this is our little summary of it. For those of you who couldn't make it, or you're like, maybe you didn't hear about it and you're wondering, you know, what might a future one look like? These are our yep. little takeaways and just a quick little summary for you guys. So we hope you enjoy. Let's go.
Yeah. So we kicked off the day with Furnished Finder stats presentation. Katie, you and Brian did an amazing job putting together all the details for that. And we want to dive into some of those. Now, for those that did pay for the conference, we're going to give you guys a little bit, but not everything. So let's jump into some of those things. First, all of our stats are pulled from 2022 for this presentation. They're constantly changing. So let's review what happened in 2022. We had 1.1 million users monthly, 5.8 million total messages sent via our platform on Furnished Finder, 200,000 properties available nationwide for travelers to connect with you and rent.
We also went over some stats about the top cities on the demand side and the supply side. So we reviewed the top 40 cities for demand based off booking requests. So booking request, as a reminder, is someone who clicks on your property and is like, I am ready to book this. Please, let's move forward. Okay. So out of those top 40, 10 of those included Austin, Las Vegas, Honolulu, Columbus, Atlanta, Tacoma, Tucson, St. Louis, Miami, and Omaha. And the most notable thing here to know is, yes, you have those big cities. You know, you've got Austin, you've got, you know, Miami, but you also have the Omaha. You also have Columbus. So it's not all about the like hot new cities, you guys. There's stability in, you know, the not as exciting cities. We also revealed 10 of the top searched cities on the map, okay? Three of these top cities included San Diego, Nashville, and Phoenix. So some good cities there as well.
Awesome. Next, demand. Everyone wants to know which size works best for monthly furnished rentals. Drum roll, please. One bedrooms had it taken by a long shot. Now, are other sizes successful? Yes, of course. Larger properties, they're higher risk, but they're also higher reward. But as far as the demand goes, one bedrooms take the cake for top producing size on furnished.
Yep. Market. Also by pricing, the largest demand is for about $1,600 to $2,400. But you got to remember, that's what people are asking for. That's not always what the final rent number is. So that also kind of matches up with the one bedroom properties. But just like Kelly said, remember that there's always a range. This is just what's kind of the most popular. The most interesting stat from my perspective was the demand by lead time. So this showed us, and this rocked my mind, that almost 40% of travelers have a lead time of 15 days or less. That means that these people are midterm travelers and short-term planners. So if you have a property and you have a vacancy within the next 30 days, like, it does not mean it's time to hit the panic button.
Yep. That's a good reminder, Katie. Pets. You and I love our pets. You've got cats and dogs.
You guys saw my dog wandering around here in a second ago.
Yep. Mine's behind me. You can't see her. But what is the demand for pets on Furnished Finder, and how's that working out? Well, 43.2% of travelers want to travel with their pets, but only 35% of properties are actually pet friendly. So you can get an extra leg up just by being pet friendly.
Yeah. Just prepare yourself, guys. Like, that's a missed opportunity. Also, our sister company, KeyCheck. You guys know KeyCheck, that we have all the landlord's tools available. And things to know from there were 44,000 tenant screenings done on KeyCheck. So it's a tool that's being widely used. Everyone loves it. And it's a great way to know that you're getting a good, solid tenant.
For sure. That was an excellent wrap up, Katie, of our Furnished Finder stats. And guys, my husband, Dave, he had someone actually tell him that the $1,000 ticket was worth it just to hear the Furnished Finder stats presentation. So we're sharing this with you guys. If you want a full copy and you have a friend that went to the summit, then you can reach out to them. They might have more slides available. Otherwise, make sure you get your ticket for the next midterm rental summit. Moving on to conference tips. We're going to sum this up real quick. Make sure, for if it's your first time ever conference, you have to have a way to share your contact information. So check your LinkedIn, check your Facebook, check your Instagram. Make sure they're all up to date with how you want to display your business. And then take those social media links, put them into a platform where you can share your contact information, whether that's your information on your phone or free apps such as Blink, B-L-I-N-Q, not K. Once you get that Katie, what should people do once they share their contact information? When you're there, you're like, hey, I want to connect with you again. How do you save your contact information to make sure you're ready for those follow-ups?
Now, guys, another tip here is with contact information. If you're getting it from someone digitally, because we all have these digital business cards and apps now, which are so cool, make sure you're saving them in a way that it's not just going to get lost in your contacts. Like, put a tag, put something in the person's name, take a screenshot of it. Whatever it is, create your own system, but find a way so it's very easy to share your contact information with other people and for you to keep track of other people's contact information that you receive.
Yep. And lastly, Wi-Fi is not always reliable because everyone's trying to jump on the system at the same time. So make sure you have a way to share it without having to be connected to Wi-Fi, just in case.
Yep. So those are our quick hitting conference tips. And now we're going to jump into going over the talks, the lectures, the presentations, whatever you want to call them that we had at the summit, because it was only one day long, but it was jam packed with value.
Mm-hmm.
So right after Brian, our CEO talked, then we talked to tax strategies with Amanda Hahn and Matt McFarlane. And they are very savvy when it comes to strategizing your taxes for real estate investors, right? So Kelly, yep. Let me know what your takeaways were from them.
Yeah, my takeaways, one, they have a book. So get their book. It's called Tax Strategies for the Savvy Real Estate Investor. Powerful techniques anyone can use to deduct more, invest smarter, and pay far less to the IRS. They backed that up in their presentation because they showed, you know, there's so many different varieties of tax write-offs that people don't take advantage of. One, you've got current tax rates, they call the silent killer, robbing your wealth. Federal income tax is 37%, state income tax, 13%, payroll tax, 15%, and on goes the list. So make sure you're paying attention to those details, like making business travel that can be expensed for predetermined business purposes, home office, car, look at car depreciation. Business meals are oftentimes not used as fully as they could be. So those were some of the things that they focused on. And did you see what they passed out at the end, Katie?
Yeah, it was great. It's like a checklist. And if you just Google their names, you'll be able to find some great information for them. They have some great free education online too. But really the essence of their talk is take some time to invest in a tax strategist, not just a CPA who files your taxes. And really so you can know that you're using tax codes to your advantage, which I really appreciated. Obviously, they're not going to give tax advice because everyone's situation is different. But they're just kind of proving the value of someone on your team who is masterful at the strategies, right?
Yep. Yep. And that list had 100 tax deductions that
That's
you can
awesome.
Consider.
Yeah.
Really amazing. So reminder, we'll put in the show notes everything we can about these speakers to make it easy for you to connect with them. So watch the show notes on YouTube. Next, we had an amazing presentation from Price Labs. And everyone knows Price Labs is one of those platforms to help you strategize on how to price your midterm rental or short-term rental or long-term rental throughout the year. So what did you get from that, Katie?
He had some really good strategies and backed up by data, right? Price Labs is all about data. They are a data source. Like that is their jam and it's amazing. So really what he covered is if you're doing a mix of short-term rentals and midterm rentals, or I guess long-term rentals and midterm rentals might be a little trickier with the furnishings, but if you're doing something like that, he talked a lot about calendar management with your pricing and how far in advance you might want to consider taking bookings or not taking bookings, when you should lower your price, when you should increase it, all for like avoiding vacancy, right? Vacancy is our, like, nobody wants vacancy, right? But there was also some really interesting statistics that he showed that there was just stability in the midterm market, which goes back to prove the types of travelers that are midterm travelers. And Kelly and I know this firsthand with our midterm properties, but the types of midterm travelers, seasonality doesn't really affect them, right? You need nurses year round. Remote workers are remote year round. Relocating families are relocating year round.
I thought one of his slide names summed it up. MTR demand is older than COVID. That's just catchy. I like that. He had stats all the way from 2019 through 2023.
All right. After Price Labs came Rafa Loza. And Rafa Loza is a good friend of Jesse, and he's also made a name for himself in the midterm rental space, but with arbitrages. So most of his properties are arbitrage. And he answered a lot of the questions that most people have when someone says, hey, I arbitrage properties, which is, how do you get landlords to agree to that? Or how do you furnish it? Or how? Most of the questions answer with how, right? And I know, you know, I have two rental arbitrage properties, and it's all about open communication. It's all about letting that landlord know that you are going to be a great tenant for them. You're going to be stable. You can sign a multi-year lease. You know, you'll put your rent on auto pay. You're going to take care of basic repairs and stuff. So it's all about having those relationships. And he really dove into that and about how creating a relationship with the landlord, the tenants, nursing agencies, anyone that you get to do business with is really going to elevate your business in the long run.
Yeah. So the two things I took away, really one main one, was rental arbitrage is a good strategy if you're looking to get started in the MTR space, because you don't really have hardly any startup costs. You don't have to put a huge deposit down on a house or a mortgage. You know, you're choosing to rent from an apartment complex that is being paid off almost immediately. And a lot of people negotiate 1 to 2 months rent free into their arbitrage if they can, and are cash flowing from day one. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're really great if you want to test out a market, or if you don't have the capital to buy a property, or, you know, whatever it is. I've really enjoyed them. I like the flexibility of them, that it's like dating before you get married, I feel like.
Speaking of dating, you kind of have to date the person that you are looking to arbitrage from. So Rafa said he's got a great landlord pitch, but Katie, you've got a great one as well. Let's hear your pitch.
So this is a question I get a lot, is how did you get a landlord to agree? And first of all, I'll look on Zillow or apartments.com or something, and I'll find an apartment or a studio or whatever that I think would be very rentable, right? If it's something that wouldn't rent, I'm not even going to start the conversation, but I'll call them and I'll say, hey, my name's Katie. I have a little bit of a weird question for you. And the reason I phrase it like that is because I want them to know I am human. Trying to humanize myself right from the beginning. And that's just my strategy. And they're like, okay, go ahead. And I'm like, do you do corporate leases? And just in the way I say it, I try to be very approachable and humble, right? And they're usually like, oh, well, yes or no, or maybe it depends. And I'm like, okay, let me explain to you what I do, because I have a little bit of a unique situation. And then I tell them, we work with travel nurses, relocating families, and people who are looking for 30-day plus stays. And I'm like, my typical tenant stays 3 to 6 months. We're not doing short-term rentals. We're not doing, you know, Airbnb bachelorette parties. But what we do is work to give these healthcare workers or people who are coming into the community like really stable, furnished houses. But I just rent from you and have them sublease for me. Is that something you'd be up for? And then they'll be like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And then you just continue that conversation and let them know, like, I pay rent on time. And like, you know, we take care of little maintenance things. And like, we have really good tenants. I have references, whatever. And it's a pretty quick way to weed out the field.
Yeah, for sure. So that was Rafa Loza. Now we move on to the Bigger Pockets authors, Ziana McIntyre and Sarah Weaver. They have the book called 30 Day Stay, A Real Estate Investor's Guide to Mastering the Medium-Term Rental. If you haven't caught our episodes 15 and 16, you will hear more in detail from Sarah and Ziana. But in general, you know what I think is really funny, Katie? How many ways there are to refer to a midterm rental? We've got midterm, medium term, MTR, corporate housing, corporate furnished rentals. There's so many different names.
Yeah, I like midterm rentals best just because I feel like it flows the best. But there's tons of names because this whole industry is evolving and we're all coming up. And it's been around for a really long time, but we haven't had a name for that long. So it's cool to see.
Yeah. So my big takeaway from the ladies' presentation is on the metrics, how to look at when you're choosing a market or looking around the nation, how to choose the right market for your strategy. And you will get more in detail with links and places you can search for these details in their book. So if you really want to know more, buy the book. But it's population growth, job growth, wage and income growth, rental rate increase, home value increase, crime rates. These are all things you want to look at when you're choosing a market, because it shows that it's going to be a strong market that can stand the test of time.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is proudly sponsored by Furnished Finder, the ultimate platform for hassle-free midterm rentals. Whether you're a seasoned landlord or just getting started, Furnished Finder is the place for you. With Furnished Finder, you can say goodbye to booking fees and hello to direct bookings for 30-day plus days. It's a win-win for everyone involved. So if you're ready to experience the joys of midterm renting and take a load off your landlord's shoulders, head over to furnishedfinder.com today. We make it easy to get started. We're grateful to Furnished Finder for sponsoring this episode, and we're sure you'll love what they have in store for you.
I think the other thing that really stuck with me was that you can't overthink it, right? And Kelly and I had this question at our booth where we were talking to attendees, which, what do you think of this market? What do you think about this market? And I'm like, I think it's all the markets are great, but they don't do anything if you don't do anything, right? And that was a good point that Sarah and Ziana made, was there's potential in every market. It's more just about you have to take some action and actually start getting to it and getting moving, right?
Yep. And quick reminder, pretty much almost every one of these speakers typically have a coaching program as well. So if you hear something you really like from one of these speakers or listening to them on other social media platforms, you can typically connect with them further as well. So let's move on to our next speaker, Tatiana Taylor Tate. What a name, huh?
So fun. And she was amazing. She was so well prepared. And everything she did was beautiful, which was not surprising because she's an interior designer. And really what she talked about was how interior design in midterm rentals is often overlooked, but there is true value in it. And I'm talking like ROI value, right? You can charge more for a beautiful space, period. Right. And there's also value in interior design when you're working to make a property functional. Like if you think someone's going to be working there, having a desk and a comfortable chair, having furnishings that make sense, making things uncluttered, using good photography. It all sounds very like, well, sure, but I can probably get away without that, which, yes, you can get away without it, but your numbers won't be as high, right? Yeah. So it was really interesting. She had a lot of statistics and a lot of hard facts to back that up, because it's very true.
I really liked her psychology of space. And I hadn't heard that term, but essentially what it means is the study of how people are affected by their physical surroundings, such as buildings, rooms, and the outdoors. So she shared some really great statistics on urban green spaces can reduce the risk of depression by up to 68%. A cluttered or disorganized environment can increase stress levels by up to 30%. This applies to your pictures too. If your pictures are cluttered, you know, someone's not going to immediately choose your place, because already their stress elevation could happen just from the pictures alone. The use of color in workplace can increase productivity by up to 25%. We've seen that. Color is super important right now, just to add like accent walls or accent features, or yeah, like Katie says, a lovely blue couch. So keep those things in mind when you're designing your space.
Yeah. And dig in, have fun with it also. I think design can be something that's very overwhelming, but have fun with it, right? Don't forget that this is all supposed to be fun. All right. So after Tatiana, we got to hear from Jesse, who was obviously the I don't want to say, I mean, the host. Yeah, the host. That's the appropriate title for it. The host. And he talked to us about his journey in real estate, how he ended up in midterm rentals. And Jesse has a little bit of, well, not a little bit, a lot of it of a unique perspective where he likes to work directly with agencies, whether that be nursing agencies, insurance agencies, and companies versus the traveler, if possible, to make things more streamlined and usually to get a higher rent on his property. So he discussed his approach to things a little bit. He also reviewed his portfolio and his deals that he did. But it was really, I mean, this might sound a little bit basic, but for me, one of the big takeaways from listening to him speak was that if you work hard enough and you get creative enough, there truly is nothing that can stop anyone from being successful in this space. There's room for everyone, and there's so much space to just be creative and to serve other people, right?
Yep. And so Jesse specializes in that business to business model, and he has a masterclass that I'd say he's probably one of the leading trainers for midterm rentals in the space. So what was really cool was seeing all those black badges at the conference. One side was the conference details. The other side, if you were in his masterclass, was a black badge. And so many people had those black badges, which was really cool. But all that meant was he's teaching them how to take Furnish Finder leads and take the leads that you get from platforms and turn them into business relationships, because that's really what scales and allows you to go from originally, you know, he was teaching Katie and myself. I remember Jesse saying back in the day, the goal is to double long-term rents. So that's always been my goal. I think he scales that even more now with the business to business model. And he gave us one of the, like a couple examples. I'm going to give you one of them to kind of just show how you can really elevate your business with taking it B2B versus just waiting for the leads to come to you. So he has a place called the Palm House, which he purchased in 2022 as a sub-2 deal for $635,000. He put $60,000 down. It did cost him a pretty penny to furnish it, $35,000. And then his principal, interest, taxes, and insurance was $3,250. Monthly rent for the insurance agency was $8,700. So that leaves for one property $4,700 per month on midterm rental income. That's almost the profit for my whole portfolio monthly, Katie. What about you?
That's, I mean, it's pretty awesome, right? And yeah. Jesse does things, I would say, at a more sophisticated level. But again, that shows that you can start off very simple. You can arbitrage a studio. You can do very basic things. And there's so much room to grow just within midterm rentals, right? We're talking about niches of niches, which is just, it's just so cool. And there's just so much to learn. And I think it also goes to speak about the community that is midterm rentals. I've been to a lot of conferences in my career. Like we've talked about before, I come from a commercial real estate background. And something I was thinking about the other day is that a lot of previous conferences I would go to, you know, I'm in a blazer and heels, and it's kind of, you know, who's talking the most, I don't know. It's just, everyone's trying to prove how great they are in one way or another. And everybody's being polite, but you also know that you're talking to your competition. And at this conference, and all of the conferences I've been to with Furnished Finder, it's such a different world. Everyone is, we're all a big family. If I help you, I know it'll come back to me. Like, let's raise the tide. Do you have any advice? Let me pick your brain. But it's not just people trying to get free advice. They're looking to reciprocate. And it really is this super cool environment and community that just, if you haven't taken the time to dig in, like dig in on Furnished Finder, on our Facebook group, on the comments, on these YouTubes, whatever it is, just like dive in, because there's some really good people here.
Definitely.
So after Jesse, we had a panel discussion and we had three very different landlords on there. We had Noble Crawford, who is an expert at government contracts. Rachel Gainsburg, who has a history as a doctor and does luxury rentals. And J.P. Tull, who does some interesting work also in the midterm rental space and has just like a little bit of a different approach. So it was really cool to see how these three kind of had different answers to everything. And panels are always hard to summarize, you guys, but it was just another example that we had such a wide variety of approaches and they all had just great information. Everyone was taking down notes furiously during this time, just because they were all so different in the way they did things.
Yeah. And Noble and Rachel both have podcasts as well and are authors. So check the show notes for links to hear more from these three individuals. Last but not least, Aaron C. West. Aaron has a unique background and is actually one of Jesse's mentors. So that was really cool for Jesse to get to connect with his mentor on a different level at his first ever midterm rental summit. And what Aaron does is he has a show called Seven to Eight Show, and it's about going from millionaire to a multimillionaire. So part of his presentation was, when I vacation, I like to vacation and rent out entire islands with my friends. But he didn't say it in a cocky way. He said it in a way to show, hey, what you do to go from, you know, just being in business to a successful business owner is build relationships. So he utilized as kind of the theme for his speech, a quote from Ben Stein, which was, personal relationships are the fertile soil from which all advancements, all success, all achievement in real life grows. I thought that was beautiful. What about you, Katie?
It was really cool. It was a really good end to the day because he talked a lot about making sure you're in the right mindset, right? Like making sure that your priorities are straight, making sure that you really are focusing on those relationships, making sure that you're not afraid to say yes to opportunities and no to things that might hold you back. There's a lot of like kind of like mindset stuff that I feel like everyone left the day with just like a refreshed sense of like, yeah, like let's go, baby. So it was cool. And overall, you guys, the conference was so great. I'm so sad that there were 1,000 people on the waiting list and we were only able to let 350 people have tickets because of capacity, but we will definitely be doing it again. Time, place, date, details, all TBD. But Jesse and the Furnish Finder team are working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. And we're just, it's like so exciting to see it like come to life. And it was so great for Kelly and I to see all of our podcast, not all, but like a good chunk of our podcast guests, like in person, we're like, you're here. So please join us on the next one. And if you were at the conference, we'd love to hear from you below and hear what your favorite things were as well. We appreciate every single one of you listening. Please don't forget that this episode and the whole Midterm Rental Summit was brought to you by Furnished Finder. And we're just here to support all of you. And thank you so much.